This is what's going on, Eddie Greer again for another episode right here of the Purple Project Podcast. All things K-State sports out there in Manhattan, Kansas. I'm a K-State University coming to you on this Thursday morning, February 12th, 2026, postcast. Unfortunately, men's basketball. This is the very first time this is podcast. Again, thank you so much for tuning in to the latest edition of this podcast. The Purple Project Podcast, iTunes, Amazon, Spotify, and plenty of other podcasts and platforms out there. The Purple Project Podcast, all things K-State sports. Well, why do I keep getting optimistic when we play somebody that's near us in the bottom of the barrel in the Big 12 and we get our doors blown off? K-State, again, got their ass kicked last night. The men's basketball team got their ass kicked last night by Cincinnati, 91-62. And shocker, Cincinnati led wire to wire in this game. And even before that, I had a small, stupid me having. Let me pull up the tag. Let me pull that up real quick. Yeah, stupid me thinking, all right, we got a chance to win this ball game because Cincinnati, they're right there, or at least they have more conference wins than we do, but not that much. You had to think, okay, it has to be something going right, right? But nope. K-State allows Cincinnati, hold on a second, 53 points in the first half. Let me pull that up. Yeah, 53 points in the first half again, and K-State only had 31, and they actually matched up with 31 as well in the second half in this game. And yeah, P.J. Haggerty, this is also no shocking news here. He is the only person to score double digits in this game. 24 points, 11 to 18 from the field in this game. Also had 2 assists and 3 rebounds in this ball game here as K-State gets walloped at home again. I don't know what it is. I just don't. We already know. Right? But this team just playing sucks ass right now at home. I don't get it. And funny enough, Jasmine Halper just put out her latest episode, Run It Back Pod, on KC Sports Network, which I'll listen to that this weekend because you should have known. Hey, Jasmine, come on, baby. You should have known that before. Well, on the women's basketball side, you knew we were going to get your ups and downs because the women's side are young. And right now, they're showing some flashes here. Well, not flashes. I shouldn't say, well, flashes. They've been showing flashes of good and bad. But lately, you know, they're starting to come around. I've been preaching again on the show when talking about the women's basketball team. They're young. All right, they're young enough. This young team needs to start making some gains. On the other side of that coin, the men's basketball team, we ain't seen that. And this has been the consistency now because these home games have been just god-awful. I apologize for the language on here. I apologize, but it's been god-awful. Derek Young, I commented on Derek Young's Twitter post last night. I said, LOL, he said something like, this is the worst team, men's basketball team I've ever covered at K-State. Well, oh, man, that's bad. It's bad. It's really bad when you're getting toasted at home badly by these teams. All right, let me see if I can pull up the recent home games. This is terrible. And I'm not even going to touch the Jerome Tang press conference because we don't want to say I don't want to say nothing stupid on here, but my goodness here, folks. Cincinnati, 91, K-State, 62. This latest postcast edition of Purple Project Podcast, all things K-State sports, Eddie Greer here on this Thursday morning here. This is probably going to pop a post that's going to be short and sweet because there's nothing to talk about here as well. But they've been getting plastered at home. It all started, hold up. So I'm going to go back to the last two games. Well, really three now. If we count, let me see here. Let me see, Utah. Yeah, Utah, we barely scraped by. Utah, barely scraped by. Before that, we got beat by 9 against UCF. Barely got by. Utah could have won that ball game, by the way. Utah made what, a 16-something over run in that ball. That, and look, that was back last month, all right? KU got, and I think the Gold Power Cat, also labeled that this team quit again last night, which, yeah, whatever it is, quit, not playing, not showing up. Yeah, you got your ass handed to you. So Utah could have won that game. Now it's last month, back January 20th. KU, we well documented that one. Yeah, they quit. They quit on that. They quit. They quit on that one, and they got their ass handed to them by 18, that one too. 16 or 18 points, big-ass number like that. And then Iowa State, you got your ass handed to you there. And then again, it's belt to ass yet again. K-State's receiving the belt to ass. We ain't producing it. We're getting it. We're getting that belt. There, this is the second consecutive game now that at home at Brandeis Coliseum, where seeing pictures on social last night, on Twitter mainly, on with students, personnel, or student fans, backs of the heads, being silly. Well, you gotta get something out of it. Gotta get something silly out of it now, because this K-State basketball team, they're not showing. You might as well just stay home. You might as well stay in the dorms at this point. You're not going to show up to these basketball games at home. That's just absolutely disrespectful. Yeah, I'm sorry I might be taking a little bit step further, but yeah, I know we're shorthanded and all that, but this is bad. Second consecutive game in Brandeis Coliseum that you give up 90-plus points. This time, it is 91 to Cincinnati, who came in here. Again, let me go scroll down here. They were 4-7. Now they're 5-7 in the conference and 13-12 in overall this year. K-State, boy, they continue to tank. 10-14, 1-10 in the conference. Yeah, this is as bad as it gets. And it's going to get really bad. B-A-D, all caps, ladies and gentlemen, there as well. You know, I ain't talking much of the game because they ain't much to talk about. But the same damn thing, we're getting our ass handed to us there as well. So, the same thing, yeah, P.J. Hayer cannot win the game by himself. Cincinnati, when we go to Cincinnati real quick here, give Cincinnati came out hot. And stayed hot there in this ball game. This is why. This is the same. It's almost repeated itself, like Iowa State. For the exception of, Iowa State had all their guys in double figures. McKinley for Cincinnati, he was the only person in the sign that did not have double figures. He had 2 points. The other guy off the bench was Sinceri Harris, had 12 points in this game. Jizzle James, how about this name? Jizzle James, alliteration in this podcast. More alliteration on this podcast. He and P.J. Haggerty tied for the game high, 24 points in this game. And then you have to go to Jalen Clestine. He had 18-5. And let me see. And also, a double-double to Baba Miller, 16-12 for him. I mean, again, the only positive out of here is those fans that were in that stadium last night. That stadium last night, you got to give them a round of applause, because you guys out here paying all that money to try to see something, right? And you're not getting it. You're not getting it. You're not getting it. All you're getting is terrible performances from this team, man. Oh boy! It's the fact that hey, where's it gonna end? I have no clue, because I know we keep talking about the. Now I gotta get back to where I was. I know I keep talking about the women's schedule. Excuse me, the rest of the way out. I'm already on it. And then now, just looking at the remaining schedule here for the men's basketball team at Jerome Tang now. Houston, that's an automatic loss. We'll call that, right? On a recording Monday or Tuesday. It's bad. Tuesday, we're gonna get spanked. So that belt ass, that's gonna continue there Saturday. And I know I don't like putting a cart before the horse, because things happen. But third ranked Houston, Saturday, 3:00. We're gonna lose that game probably the same fashion. There you host Baylor next week. And then you're at 16-ranked Texas Tech. Where's the win going to come from out of all this? I have no clue. There might not be a win. There might not be a win at all. This might be it. This might be it, folks. This might be it, folks. K-State Nation. This might be it. Where I'm seeing a win. Last night was probably it. Even stupid me gave K-State a chance. They're just like, all right, you know, we might have a shot at this. Nope. Hell no. Not even close. Again, got home. You don't have, and thank goodness you have only 3 home games left. Because these home games have been just terrible to watch. As of late anyways. Yeah, so Houston, you might as well mark that down as a loss. Right now. I don't even see... The best guarantee out of this here... You should have beat TCU last weekend. That, again, you had an opportunity right there to beat TCU. You didn't do it. Blown an 18-point lead. That can't happen. You had a win in the grass. You led wide. You almost led wide to work. But you know what? I don't really see the only chance here. Maybe get revenge on TCU. Or West Virginia, because you led again at West Virginia. So, and in KU, in Allen Fieldhouse, that ain't gonna happen. That's not gonna happen. You saw that Allen Fieldhouse magic that I've been nicknaming on the show. That's definitely not gonna happen there in this case. So yeah, last soul searching, baby, last soul searching, boy. Maybe Colorado. I'm having a hard time seeing it. Now, yeah, you should have beat Arizona State early. Yeah, why should I think that now? There as well. I don't know, but I'm having a hard time seeing one more victory out of this year. I just don't. This is going to be the offseason is going to be fascinating because everybody around here, or at least out there, Manhattan, Kansas, or on these K-State, all the rest of the K-State podcasts talking about this buyout, this mega-ass buyout. Damn, Gene Taylor, come on now. Gene Taylor, athletic director of K-State. Woo! So, yeah, this offseason is going to be interesting, but hey, we got to get through all these games, unfortunately, first. Before that, and it's Houston next. For K-State men's basketball, Saturday 3, I already said that, and I already called out a loss there. Well, I mean, you might as well go call it what it is. It's going to get really bad. And let me see real quick before we sign off here. Castillo had 8 points on the night last night, and Kamari McGriff had 7 and 3. You just got to get more scoring. You got to get more scoring outside of Haggerty every night. And that doesn't help either. I mean, key teams are going to take him away. We should already know that. But, well, what do I know? But anyways, last night, I barely talked about the game because, yeah, what is there to talk about at this point? Cincinnati puts belt to ass on K-State last night, 91-62. And for the second consecutive home game, K-State gives up 90-plus points. Pro Watcher Podcast, all things K-State sports you can get. We're a podcast found for your mobile daily. And just record K-State content, iTunes, Spotify. You know what it is. Pro Watcher Podcast, all things K-State sports. Second of all, make sure you tell a fellow K-Stater about the Pro Watcher Podcast, baby. We appreciate your support between myself and Alex Aiden. Appreciate your support there on that. Speaking of Alex, it's going down tonight. I'm going to have him on. I'm probably going to have to miss the duels because I keep pulling this off. But yeah, Alex, he's going to be on this month, whether it's tonight or the week after next week. So I got to make a decision on that because, yeah, I totally forgot about the duels. But I'm still going to be out anyway. So we'll get something from him, Alex, here. And I'll let you know. But episodes with Alex. Whenever I record those, I'm on Sundays there as well. But this is a daily podcast, so you should be already subscribed to this podcast because we talk more than men's basketball in here. So if you want to hear more, well, we're gonna get that this weekend because we got indoor track. Everybody chasing K-State right now. Yep, yes sir. So we got that going on. Let's see, baseball's gonna start tomorrow afternoon. Can't wait for that. Well, that's the other part of the big three teams at Kansas State. They're going to get their first place started. We'll talk about more about Iowa coming up. When I come back from work tonight, I'll record that podcast there as well. But yeah, so woo, K-State now 10-14, the men's basketball team anyway, 10-14 in a atrocious 1-10 in Big 12 play. Alex Aiden out there in Santa California. It's Eddie Greer coming to you from KC Mo. Appreciate y'all, K-State Nation. This has been another episode right here of the Pro Project Podcast, all things K-State athletics. So, cats.